Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We are on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you. I just want to pray, and there's just something of just coming into God's presence and waiting upon him. Are you ready for that? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you and even to gather in this place in your name and to magnify your name. Lord, we realize that you created us not only to be human beings, but you created us as a new creation in Christ. That privilege to be able to have the Holy Spirit, to be able to worship you and magnify your name, even as we sang that last song, to glorify you. And we really just do ask, Lord, that as we have honored you today, will you take up your rightful place, as the scripture says, set Christ apart in your heart as Lord. We set you apart in this place as our Lord. You're our master, you're our king. You're the majestic and wonderful Son of God. There's no one to compare with you. Heaven and earth declare your glory and your wonder, and we sing, worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain for us. And for eternity, we're going to worship you, but we even begin today to worship you and magnify you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for taking the place of being obedient to our Father and dying for us, that we can have our sins forgiven and our sins and the residue being cleansed by your blood. We just want to say thank you to you this morning. But we want to just thank you for your presence here this morning, Lord. You want to minister your grace amongst us. And will you have your rightful place as we just humble ourselves before you, and that you rule and reign in and through us. Thank you, Lord. We've been taught by the Lord. He's teaching us to Isaiah 40 to wait upon the Lord and to renew our strength as we wait upon him. Just take a moment. We can run into a program. We can run with the schedule, and that's not wrong, but let's just give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to minister to his church. He's the administrator. He wants to outwork his will as the Father declares it amongst us this morning. Thank you, Lord. In my readings this morning, one of them was in Psalm 32, and this was highlighted to me, and I believe it's for us this morning. Psalm 32, verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. And I don't know if you noticed in a lot of the songs we sang, it was talking about deliverance. And I believe God has got deliverance here this morning. Before we go any further, you know, deliverance is not only from the demonic, but deliverance is also from wrong thinking, the deliverance from worldliness where we're in the world, and God wants to deliver us today. But you know, when we seek after the Lord, we got to ask Him to reveal what those things are. It might be fear. It might be the world that you can't sense that you got provision. There's stuff ahead of you. You're scared of the future. Isaiah 61, Jesus says He comes to break the chains of the captives. So I want every eye closed. And I believe the Holy Spirit has got ministry here. And I don't have to lay hands upon you, but the Spirit of God is here. And while I was standing there too, I just sensed someone online. I don't know who you are, but I just sense, Lord, gave me a word for you, is that you've been deceived. You've allowed your reasoning to get in the way. You've trusted in what you think, and you haven't trusted in the leading of the Holy Spirit through His word. And the deception is pulling you away from what God has for you. Your calling, His hand upon you, you've been entrapped. And the Lord says He wants to deliver you. Just surrender to Him, and He wants to set you free. He wants to renew your thinking according to His word. Don't get too clever, because you get into pride. And when you get into pride, you become an enemy of God. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. And that might be for someone online, but maybe even someone here this morning. God wants to set you free. And Lord, we're all in a state of deliverance. All of us, Lord, including myself. And Lord, I just thank You for the power of Your name here, the name of Jesus, that wants to set people free. And Lord, You know Your children. You know the very hairs on their head. You know what's working in their lives. There's no condemnation, but there's freedom in Christ. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if that's you today and the Lord is speaking to you, and there be aspects in your life where your life is out of control and things that you're not walking in the peace and the grace of God and the revelation of His truth, and you know that you need to be set free, the Lord is here by His Holy Spirit to set you free. And will you bring yourself to remembrance and bring those things before the Lord? And you know, the Bible says to repent, and that's not an ugly word. Repentance is a saving word, where you turn from your wicked ways and you turn back to God. It's saving grace when you do that. God will never force you, but He calls upon you to recognize where you are, and He brings you back. And God wants to sing songs of deliverance over you, because He wants to set you free, not only from demons, but from, as I said earlier, wrong thinking, worldliness, the flesh. He wants to deliver you. So Lord, it just is in obedience to Your word and to Your leading now, I just bring Your people here this morning and online and whoever will listen to this message. And I just want to declare the authority of the name of Jesus over them now. And I just break every chain, every outworking of darkness, every outworking of wrong thinking, a reasoning power that is deceptive. I break those chains now. In the name of Jesus, I declare, Lord, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Sets free, and I just declare that now in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Your power now, yeah, Lord. Set him free. I declare demons to go. I declare wrong thinking to go. I declare the spirit of fear to go now in the name of Jesus. Worldliness, I command you to go. And for those, Lord, of fear for provision, I command that spirit to go now. The spirit of lack, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of unbelief, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. And I declare a surrendered heart, a humble heart over us, Lord, as we humble ourselves before You, that You'll be raised up and glorified now. We sing those songs of deliverance over us. We are free indeed, for the Son of God has set us free. And we praise You and we glorify You now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Say after me, the Son of God has set me free, and I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
Hallelujah. God is good. God loves us. And he's for us. He's not against us. And he will never leave you. Never leave you nor forsake you. God is faithful. All the time. He will never run away from you. He runs with you. Wherever you go, wherever you are in the world, he's with you. You are his beloved. Remember that. You are his beloved. Not just his child. You are his beloved. He loves you. For God so loved the world. That's you and I. That he sent in his only begotten son. He loves you. And I want to really encourage you with that. Never doubt God's love for you. And maybe you need to hear that today. It's a message that not always preached, but God loves you. And out when you know that he loves you, you can love him. And that's a place of absolute victory. Amen. I'm excited about today. We're going to be sharing. I really believe the Holy Spirit's been leading. We've been working for some time. It's taken a number of years to get to where we are. So Father, we just commit this time as we bring your heart and your leading to your people. Lord, may we hear what you are doing with your people, and give us wisdom, Lord, to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, and revelation, Lord, to embrace what you are doing and not run away, but to go forward with you now. So will you use this message and bring glory to your name now in Jesus' name. I've had the privilege, and with my good friend Dieter, we've built a few properties, and I've learned a lot about building. And one of the key things I've realized about building, it's the foundations. You can do the rest and you can have the wonderful design, but if you don't get those foundations right, you got it wrong. And sometimes there's different environments that we find when people do poor foundations, they don't look at the soil type and they don't put reinforcing in, they get the wrong strength of the concrete, and they don't even build it the right size. They get skew foundations. You're going to get a skew building and a broken building that's going to grow on top. So foundations are absolutely key in the outworking of what God wants us to do. And I know our foundation is in Christ. And that's why I really believe the Lord's been encouraging us over the last few weeks to find our foundation in Christ. He is our foundation. There's no other foundation that we can build upon. It's only Christ. And Christ is not small. He is enormous. We cannot fathom him out. He is infinity himself, but he wants to build the fullness of who he is. So there's a foundation that God, that is the work of God. And we've got to build and we've got to reinforce that. And I love the title of the message today, and to declare where we're going, is equipping in Christ. And I've gone and looked at the Greek word for equipping. And the Greek word is to complete furnishing. And how do we furnish? We build the superstructure on the foundation. We build the walls and we put the roof in, we put the ceilings in, we put the doors in, we put all the fittings in. We make the kitchen nice, we make the bathrooms nice, we put flooring in, and that's when it all comes together. Then we put the furniture in afterwards, and then we don't call it a house, we call it a home. And God comes to dwell inside of us, but we want to make this a home. And I really believe God has given us this incredible opportunity now to allow him to furnish this house. And we have an opportunity before us, I believe, over the next season, the next while, it's going to take some time, to actually build something that is absolutely beautiful. How many of you watch the Home Channel? Whoa, I can see the people that like houses and stuff. I just love what these Americans do. They take the shell and they break it out, and in 6 weeks they've transformed it. But it's not only the building, it's when they put that furniture in and you think, wow. They call that staging, but we don't stage what God does, because they're staging it to sell it or to make it look good. But God wants to do the same thing in us, and I'm so excited. You know, Jesus said that we must go and make disciples of many nations. In making disciples, God wants to furnish. So the text that I use is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. It says here, he gave the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So God gives gifts to the church, those that are apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds or pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So it's not to get them to go and always do the work of ministry, but for us. But the key aspect of there is not just the work of ministry, but to equip you. And we've been wanting to do that and do a formalized process of that. And we're trusting that God's going to equip us over this next season, that all of us can do the work of ministry. You know, the greatest joy in serving the Lord is not only to love him and to worship him, but it's to actually do the work of ministry. When you go and do and you impact people's lives and you serve the Lord through all of us are in ministry. I might be in a role that I have the privilege of being full-time, but every single one of us is in ministry. You're not called to sit in a pew or sit in a chair and to be happy clappy all the time, but you are here to serve. And God has raised you up for that. And I want to tell you, work is not a curse. It's a blessing from God. God says, for 6 days you shall work, and the seventh you shall rest. And we need to work. And I'm telling you, the greatest joy in life is when you're working. I find sometimes you go on holiday and I must get away from holiday. I want to go and work again. Why? Because there's something of finding fulfillment in God. That's the danger of retirement. Because you think you're going to stop working. No, that's never. We change circumstances, we change environments, but never ever stop working, because that's part of God's plan to the day that he calls us home. And then 2 Timothy 2, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So a key thing is that God wants to entrust us with his word, with the truth of Christ, that we be able to go and teach others. You know, I've been up into Africa many times, and there's great need there. And especially when there are poor people, and they look at us coming from South Africa and seemingly that we're rich and we come with money and money is going to solve all their problems. Now, money goes a long way to help.